Carol Seidel wants to break the tide of seniors leaving Fort Nelson. The Northern Rockies is without an assisted living facility, and many seniors who want help have to head south to the Peace to live out the end of their lives. Seidel wants this exodus that she's witnessed firsthand changed. Now, she's helping to fund the Heritage Place, which would house 8 seniors. Carol Seidel has joined me this morning by phone from Fort Nelson. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Russell. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. And tell me, how has the departure of seniors impacted your family?
Well, personally, my story is I had to move my father out of town to Dawson Creek, actually, to a lovely place, Peace River Haven, which has since closed, and because he needed a different care level that was not offered in Fort Nelson. And for his own well-being and everything, we made that move, and it had a huge impact and put a huge hole in my heart at the time. And you know, Dawson Creek is a lovely place, but it is 5 hours away from Fort Nelson, and things happen, and you can't be there when you need to be there.
And tell me, what have you heard from other families who have been in a similar situation where they've had family members that have had to go south?
Well, it's very, very volatile, emotional time for families when seniors are at their most vulnerable, leaving their own community, their surroundings. You know, they've been here forever. They know everybody. They know the lay of the land. Things are familiar. And it's really disrupting to move a senior into a new place. And it's very hard on families. And we've seen people having to pick up and move out of our community for that reason.
Now, you're proposing a facility called Heritage Place, I alluded to, and tell me a little bit about what kind of project you've got in mind.
Okay, the Northern Rockies Senior Society was formed in 2008, and we began with a transportation service to the community of Fort Nelson for seniors and individuals with mobility issues. That's what got our name out and keeps us very active, and it's a very needed in our community. Mm-hmm. And from that, we all knew that there needs to be seniors housing, supported housing / assisted at some point in Fort Nelson to keep our seniors and our residents in Fort Nelson. So there's a board of directors of 5, and we have a lovely lady named Joan in the office, and we have 3 bus drivers and a strong support in our community.
So how much do you think a facility like what you're proposing is going to end up costing?
Oh, I've been knocked on my butt so many times over that number. Currently, to date, the Northern Rockies Senior Society, which is a nonprofit charitable organization, we have fundraised in tune of just shy of $1 million in 5 years in the community of Fort Nelson.
Wow.
Every one of them dollars has gone into Heritage Place. We now have an 8-room suite building up that's to lock up, and we need the money to finish the inside so we can open our doors by next fall.
So the community itself has certainly chipped in, and where else can you find other types of support to finish off the project?
Well, there's nothing I can't say enough about the community of Fort Nelson, my hometown, and the residents in Fort Nelson. The Northern Rockies Regional Municipality, Mayor and Town Council have been behind our project from day one. Not only do they continue to support us, but they donated the land that Heritage Place sits on. So with the community members and the local business sector being behind our project, we have been very successful to date. Is the downturn in the oil and gas industry going to have an impact on us? Of course it is. The businesses and the people in Fort Nelson that spend their money and donate to our society are going to be impacted.
Well, I'm wondering about this. I'm speaking with Fort Nelson's Carol Seidel. She's been campaigning for an assisted living facility in her community. Heritage Place is the result of her campaign, although it needs a little help to be finished off. Carol, what can the provincial government do? I mean, you've done so much on your own already.
Well, give me some money. we need some money for the Northern Rocky Senior Society so that we can finish a much-needed seniors housing complex in Fort Nelson. It's 5 hours south to the nearest seniors care place that offers supported living like we do.
Well, what kind of response? But Carol, what kind of response have you had so far from the provincial government about chipping in some funding?
I have some lovely letters of support. We have nice fluffy words. We have when the Olympics are paid for, there may be more money for seniors. You know, I know there's many, many projects that need funding in the province of BC. But, you know, this is dear to my heart and many of the supporters and all the other board of directors. There's a huge force in Fort Nelson that supports Heritage Place and the Northern Rocky Senior Society. And we need the provincial government to pay attention and you know, realize that, you know, you may have opened a lovely big hospital in Fort St. John, but you've also closed numerous supported seniors housing in the Peace. Mm. So now there's less space available in the Peace region for seniors. And why should our seniors have to move south?
Well, Carol, wish you all the best with finishing off the project, and congratulations for how far you've come so far.
Great. And Russell, if I could just say on closing that if anybody's interested in the Northern Rocky Senior Society, which is a nonprofit charitable organization, our website is nrss.ca, and you can find us at 250-774-3193, and you'll get Joan there in the office. And we appreciate you guys listening to us this morning and taking the time out for seniors.
Carol, thank you. All the best now.
Bye, Russell.
Carol Seidel, president of the Northern Rockies Senior Society. And again, the society is available online, nrss.ca. That's nrss.ca. And we want to hear about what you think about senior services in your community and the ability for housing to be put up.